Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I've been really surprised to discover that something you said some time ago that at first didn't make any sense to me now makes a tremendous amount of sense to me and seems to be actually the very thing that I most love to do. And that is, I love to give cash. It's amazing. I didn't realize when I first heard you say this, that that actually would be the case. I remember that you were saying, don't think of it as paying bills, think of it as giving cash to a company or to a person. And at first I thought that was ridiculous, but now I see, no, that's actually right for me. That's exactly the way it is. I like to give cash. Do you have anything you could say to me about this? Well, the first thing we would say is notice that it feels better. And there's nothing wrong with noticing that it feels better. In fact, we'd highly recommend that you notice it feels better because it feels better to feel better. Not because that's a goal, but because it is, in fact, the case. It does feel better to feel better. So, yes, what we would do if we were in your shoes, when you sit down to intend, we were talking in the previous conversation about seeing the receipt of cash. So a ping, an email, a bong, or whatever it may be that says you've received money or you've received cash or whatever it is. That's common for most people. But it could be that what's really much more powerful for you would be to not see a bill being paid, for example, and not to see yourself receiving money that you can then turn around and dispense, but rather to see the actual modus operandi, quite literally, the way it works, as being you giving cash. So an example of giving cash would be to go to a website and to make a payment. You're giving cash. Think about how in these days, when you go to a website, there's very little difference between the mechanical actions that you take if you're donating money to somebody versus paying a bill. They're pretty much the same steps. You're going to press a button. You're going to choose a payment method or a payment source. You're going to make the payment. You're going to mark how much you're paying. You'll confirm it, and you'll get an email. And then there'll be a sign that says, thank you. And everyone says, thank you. Thank you for your payment. Thank you for your donation. They're really the same thing. For legal reasons and ethical reasons, they're marked differently. But they're, in fact, the same steps, the same thing. A credit debit conversion happens between two different databases where a marking of cash going out versus cash coming in. But we don't think it works for you very much to say cash coming in. In fact, we don't think you like that feeling at all. That's our assessment from a distance. You like it going out. And we'd recommend that that's how you sit down and intend, that you see yourself giving cash. So you may think, well, I've got this bill that I need to pay, an overdue bill or a bill that hasn't been paid in a long time. And in particular, if you have a bill that, let's say, is just sitting there, like someone came to us recently and said, I borrowed $1,000 from someone 20 years ago and I've never paid them back. What do I do? And we said, we'll just give them $1,000. And they said, well, I don't know how to do that. And we said, well, just see yourself giving them $1,000. Just here you are with this check, or here you are with this bank transfer or this whatever device you're using to transfer money. And you see it having been delivered. And you talk to your friend or not, because it may be that communication is no longer part of the story. But you see it having been done. You're going to have a receipt. So all payments, whether they're donations or gifts or bills being paid, they all come with receipts, every single one of them. So you can certainly see yourself getting a receipt that says you have sent, and that may be a better way to even put it than given. Because given, it seems to us, as the word is coming out of Frank's mouth, it seems to us that the word given here seems like a little bit of a reach. But sent seems to be the word. So what you're doing is just sending cash to all these different places. And if you go back and you look at the receipts that you've gotten from bills being paid, it will say things like, you've just sent $100 to XYZ Corporation. That means a bill payment. But, and perhaps it says paid, but we don't think paid is a good word. We don't think given is a good word. We think sent. You sent it to them. Now, here's the thing. You can send as much cash as you want because you have an endless supply of it. And you may say, well, but I'm waiting for it to pile up before I send it. And we would say, that's actually the thing. This is the thing. And perhaps this is what you meant, but we'll say it very clearly. This is the thing you're talking about. That when you see yourself sending cash, that's when you feel like it arises because it's coming on demand. So this gets back to the conversation we've been having all along about how manifesting anything is an on-demand thing. So you're manifesting the sending of it. That's what you're doing. And you're doing that for the delight. You enjoy that. So this is not a phrase that we've ever used, but we'll use it here. It could be that your quote-unquote love language is sending cash. Not giving it, sending it. Not handing it out, sending it. Now, if you hand it out, if you have a $100 bill in your wallet and you want to give that to another person, you're sending them cash through the aegis of your hand. And it's arriving in their depository through the aegis of their hand. You're putting it from your hand to their hand. You're sending it across the air, the several millimeters between you and the other person. In other words, there's a way to play with this so that you really can see and feel. And these will change. This is where you are right now. This will evolve. You may change the language and all that sort of stuff. So we're not saying this is the mantra and that you need to stick with the mantra and it's forever. We're just saying right now, the key word for you seems to be send. So if we were in your shoes, we would do one of two things. You could do both. In fact, you might want to do both. But we do one that's sort of more general and one that's more specific. We'd spend some time, maybe set a timer to go off every 2 hours. And for 30 seconds or a minute of that every two hour time, imagine yourself sort of sending out cash to everyone you want to send out cash to. Notice we said everyone, not Jim, Jane, Jerry, but everyone. So everyone is a very vague term, but you see yourself sending out cash, sending out cash, sending out cash, and see it as it feels better. But maybe, you know, at 10, 2, and 4, what you decide for is to see yourself sending cash to those people or companies. But remember, companies are people too. And that's not a political statement. We mean companies are composed of people. So there will be a person on the receiving end of your sending. See yourself sending cash to the people or companies, the people in the companies, to whom you wish to send cash. Now, that brings us to a third point. So our suggestion here is maybe for a day or two or three, practice the feeling of this is what it feels like to intentionally send. I'm intentionally sending this cash. And in perhaps go back and forth between to everyone or to specific people. But furthermore, what we would recommend is that you feel your way into what it feels like to be someone who is sending, and that you are a channel of the good of these other people, which is, in fact, exactly, literally what you are. You don't have to withhold anything, and you don't need to measure anything. You don't need to figure out anything. You've got what is at your advantage and to your benefit happening already. So sending cash is something we would recommend, not because it's needed, but because it actually just feels better. But that's because of what you're saying. Now, other people listening to this may think, well, the word send does not match at all the way I feel about this. So it could be receiving, giving, cashing in, cashing out, who knows? Play with it. But the point here is not so much that this person has found the keyword that everyone should use, is that they found a keyword that works for them. And again, in this moment, it works. It doesn't mean it will work forever. It just means right now, it feels really good. So we thank you for your question. We'll leave you with that. A very delicious question, very delightful, very powerful, and very wonderful indeed.